good-looking young man wrote me last week. He's hooked on this nigga. Hooked on this nigga. Young man. And he don't take him out to buy him no damn Chinese damn Kung Pao chicken with that damn special sweet and sour sesame sauce on now. Sesame sauce on now. He don't even get a son bitch no chopstick to pick up that damn that fried rice and shit. He don't even buy him no damn Happy Meal, no damn Wendy's, damn Frosty.
Damn Frosty.
All he do, pull his eggs out and put his dick in his butt. All he do, fuck him all in his ass and bend him over things. No damn Wendy's, damn Frosty. And put his dick in his butt. He don't even get a some bitch no chopstick. Pull his eggs out. All fuck him all around the living room on different type of furniture and shit. Kung Pao chicken with that damn special sweet and sour sesame sauce. Put his dick in his butt. Then tell him have a nice day. No damn Happy Meal. See you next time.
Freaks, it's Monday, November 15th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, cooked and radiated to perfection. It's cute. You just wait till you hear the story. It'll make sense. Plus, a marriage proposal hit and run and a detongued woman. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Stupid the James Henson back here with you, finally, in front of all of my freaky deekies, not just paying members. So glad to return to the free side here after a week-long absence, as I was doing Sideshow exclusive programs. If you'd like to hear those shows, of course, you should sign up for the Sideshow right now. You can grab all those. A lot of great programs. We had so much fun this past weekend.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we had a lot of fun this past week, but now it's time to focus on the new. And boy, have I got a bunch of audio for you today.
You kill me, Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other. You stupid. You turn on me. I'm your leader. You're dumb.
Okay. Enough, lady. She's been screaming like that all weekend, ever since we featured her on Friday's program. Yes. You killed Martin Luther King, you nigger! She's very upset because, like an idiot, she signed for a letter. And apparently it was actually addressed to her husband. So now she wants to give it back to the mailman. But the mailman's like, no, you already signed for it. I don't know why she thought, you know, calling this man a nigger would convince him to take the letter back. It's an interesting approach. Didn't work out so well for her, actually.
You killed Martin Luther King. You niggers turn on each other, you stupid.
I love that woman. You'll be happy to know that it took approximately 10 minutes after this video was posted online for the members of 4chan and various other websites to track this bitch down. They got her address, her phone number, her employer, her life right now is a living hell. So there you go. Hey, new Tonetta music. Last week on the Sideshow exclusive program, we featured Tonetta's first Christmas song. We're kicking off the holiday season, I guess, with Tonetta. He's back with another one. Now, I'm kind of concerned because these songs aren't dirty, aren't sexual in nature. They're just Christmas songs. I fear Tonetta is softening up a bit. Now, I say that, but in this video, he's wearing what looks to be like Cool Whip pasties. It's like whipped cream on his titties. It looks like there's some blood or something running down the side of his stomach. And then he's also just in his underwear and a wig and makeup.
Christmas time is here again. Now I'll get my electric train. I've been waiting for it all year. Now it's time to give a cheer.
He does make mention he wanted an electric chain for Christmas, which is a little weird.
I'm so glad it's going to snow. It's too bad it's got to go, little boy.
I gotta say, it's almost creepier when Tonetta's lyrics aren't sexual in nature. You know, when he's just singing normal. I almost would prefer him to be singing about Christmas scat or something.
Make it such a joyful world.
We don't want to hear this. We want to hear dirty, filthy lyrics. Something like this. Santa's pissing on the Christmas tree, shitting on the presents for you and me. I asked for a turd and got a pile of crap, 'cause Santa's got the runs. Santa's got the shits, Santa's got the squirts. Rub my titties in the dirt. Oh, it's a Christmas classic.
Oh, this Christmas I know I'll get my gift, but I'm giving it to someone less fortunate.
Oh.
Across the globe, people are needing, so give like eyes, they're receiving. Christmas time is here again.
There you go.
Christmas time is here again.
The second of Tonetta's Christmas songs. I'm kind of upset. I feel Tonetta is getting too big for his bikini briefs. Like, he wants to become a mainstream singer. And so he's getting rid of all the dirty shit, and now he's just going to sing watered-down, family-friendly, clean songs. Oh, here is Tonetta's newest song, by the way. This is called Thick and Juicy. Maybe I was too quick to label Tonetta a sellout. He's in full-on drag, big blonde wig, string bikini. I hope this is Christmas themed as well.
It's so thick and juicy, sloppy and wet. Only thing left is to suck it. Just like Winnie, a big butt bitch. The way she did me, I made her rich.
Yes! Tonetta's back, but did she ever really leave us? Merry Christmas. I guess this could be considered a holiday song. Thick and juicy, under the Christmas tree.
So thick I say, and will repeat, what a beautiful hunk of meat. At the base of her cock, rocks two balls. Jiggle 'em, babe, I hear your call.
Let's fast forward a little bit. I want to see where this song goes.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Ooh la la, what a beautiful taste of cum. Yummy, yum, yummy, yum. Ooh la la, what a beautiful taste of cum.
There you go, Tonetta. Always good to hear from that train wreck. Moving on, Mike the Beardo sent in a clip, a little bit of scat porn for you. This is a guy rubbing his dick all over an ass, the ass of a woman who is bent over and is ready to explode. Oh, it's like... Oh, it looks like, you know when you put peanut butter on a warm piece of toast and it gets kind of wet? Peanut butter melts. Mike says it looks like mustard.
Huh?
Mustard.
Yes.
Oh my god. It's very liquidy in the shit because she's like bent over. You can see that the shit is seeping down onto the dude's penis. When she actually farts, shit is sprayed onto the camera lens. And now I know it by heart. And now the shit is dripping into her pussy hole. Not very hygienic at all. Oh, it does look like stadium mustard. which might explain why I'm always craving hot dogs after I watch scat porn. Oh, and he's rubbing that shitty cock all over her ass. Now he's gonna fuck her. Using the shit as lube.
Yes, bota pra fora.
Bubbling brook.
Yes, bota pra fora.
Yes. As the guy, you basically just see the guy's legs and cock as he's plowing into her as she's bent over, and you just see, like, shit all over his thighs. So gross. I need to do something to lessen the blow here. Let's try a little Ave Maria. No.
Yes.
Classy scat porn. Yes. Do indeed.
Do.
All right, real quick, let me try singing Ave Maria. Oh, what a very musical edition of DV we have for you today. And it continues. You guys remember Cooking by the Book, right? It's that song from Lazy Town, the Nickelodeon cartoon. And then someone mixed in Lil Jon with it. Take a listen.
It's a piece of cake, it's like a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a...
Break it down, bitch! Let me see you back it up! Shut that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up! Break it down, bitch! Let me see you back it up! Shut that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up! Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker! Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker! Now back that pussy!
It's really great. You should really search for Cooking by the Book, Lil Jon, or something on YouTube. I get the feeling that Lil Jon actually saw this video and got some inspiration, because now he's come out with his own song. This is Lil... I don't know how old this is. It could be... I don't follow Lil Jon's career. I think this is new, but who knows? It could be 10 years old for all I know. But anyways, here is Lil Jon and his interpretation of the Sesame Street theme song.
Street, motherfucker! Hey! Sesame Street, motherfucker! Hey! What's the number for today? I don't know, nigga. What's the word for today? I don't know, nigga. What you learn today? Nothing, nigga. Sesame Street, motherfucker! Reading the shit. What? Reading the shit. Reading the shit. What? Reading the shit. Count it up.
Alright, there you go, a little bit from Lil Jon. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now.
What?
If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book.
What?
You know you can't be lazy.
Yeah.
Never use a messy recipe.
What?
The cake will end up crazy.
Yes, just got done with a week of Sideshow exclusive programs. If you want to check it out, and you can grab tomorrow's extended program, all you have to do is sign up for the Sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. This Thursday, we'll be doing another exclusive program, and I've got a video cast for you. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, This one comes from Australia. A charge of torture has been laid against a South Australian man who allegedly cut off a woman's tongue with a knife and then sliced each side of her mouth open. Mohammed Talseem Tahir, 21, faced the Southport Magistrates Court charged with torture, acts intended to maim and disfigure, and bodily harm over the weekend. Apparently this attack was in Surfer's Paradise. Does not sound like paradise at all. Police will allege 20-year-old Catherine Cameron was rushed to the hospital in the early hours of Saturday morning with a 4-centimeter slash to the right side of her mouth and a 2-centimeter slash to the left, which exposed her mouth cavity. She also allegedly had her tongue cut in half, and her fractured eye socket will require a metal plate to be inserted. Now it's just another beautiful day in Surfer's Paradise. Nice breeze, sunny. Actually, Catherine, you're from Surfer's Paradise. Why don't you describe how nice it is?
It was nice before I got my tongue on myself, but it's sunny outside, there's a nice breeze, it feels good in my mouth cavity, the wind just rushes right in my mouth, it's like a seashell, it makes a nice sound. That's what it sounds like in my mouth.
All right, thank you, Catherine. Poor girl has an extra mouth hole. That would be great. She can multitask now. She can smoke out of her mouth hole and still talk, kind of. Court documents allege that she was acting like a real bitch, and that's why Mohammed cut her up. No. Court documents allege the woman had come to the Gold Coast 6 months ago, leaving behind her de facto partner, Mr. Tahir, in South Australia. She told police she changed her name and phone number to start fresh, but was allegedly confronted by Mr. Tahir at her Surfer's Paradise unit at around, at around 1:30 a.m., who wanted to repair the relationship. You don't repair a relationship by cutting open your partner's mouth. That just then now it requires even more repair, emotional and now physical as well. All right, the documents allege Mr. Tahir held her in a headlock and bashed her head against a goddamn radiator. No, not a radiator, but he bashed her repeatedly with an empty rum bottle before pulling out a knife. He allegedly held it to her throat before placing it in her mouth and cutting her lips and tongue. Or tongue. Police will allege... That's how it's spelled. Police will allege he then took her into the bedroom and attempted to strangle her on her bed, only stopping when she went limp and pretended to be unconscious. Worried neighbors called 000, which I guess is like the equivalent to 911 here, after hearing sounds of a violent struggle, and police allegedly found Mr. Tahir in the apartment living room and located a bloodied rum bottle. Incriminating. Barrister Bernard Bailey sought an adjournment for his client for a bail application on November 26. Mr. Tahir will face court that day via video link from prison. He's simply too busy to show up. He's got a full day of activities. Just teleconference in. All right, second story we have for you today. By the way, I gotta say thanks to Jared for sending that news story in. James sent in a news clipping. Let me just read this from Hudson, Ohio. This is from a newspaper. A Sullivan Road resident called police to report a suspicious package on his front porch on November 2nd at 3:20 p.m. The resident said he observed an unknown person leaving the package and called police. The officer said he could see that the package was clearly labeled with the Amazon.com logo and asked the man if he had ordered anything from the firm recently. The man reportedly said, "Why, yes, I did." The officer told the resident that his order arrived. The resident then said he was comfortable opening the box. Fucking paranoid nuts are all over the place. Although it could have gone a lot worse.
Take it back because it's not mine.
Matt,
I cannot
give you this.
Do you want the signature, you fucking nigger thief? You want me to lock you up for life, you asshole? Give me my stiff shit back.
Ma'am.
And I'm not prejudiced, but right now I'm getting real pissed off.
Ma'am, why are you calling me names?
Because I don't want my mail anymore! What a nut. I don't want my mail. All right. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Indiana. Child Protective Services, I'm interested, is considering whether the parents of two boys, ages 3 and 4, are fit to keep their children after they put two puppies in a microwave earlier this week, burning the animals. Come on. Parents cannot be held responsible for what their stupid children do. Right? Oh, wait. Lebanon police said a neighbor alerted police about the incident. Lieutenant Brent Wheat, nice name, said police don't know why the boys decided to cook the animal, because they're fucking 4 years old and it sounds like a good idea. Putting shit in the microwave and seeing what happens? Of course. Both of the two-month-old puppies survived, but one of them suffered tissue damage so bad that his ears and tail had to be cropped. Weed said a neighbor found out about the incident and urged the boys' parents to take the puppies to a vet, but they refused, prompting the neighbor to call police. Child Protective Services was called in because the boys weren't being supervised when the incident happened. Both of the puppies have pending adoptions, but the Humane Society is trying to get the family to surrender a third dog that they said appears to be malnourished. Yikes. Strike three. And finally today, another short one. This comes from Southern California. A Whittier man has been arrested for allegedly trying to run down his ex-girlfriend after she turned down his marriage proposal. Why would he propose to his ex-girlfriend? It doesn't make sense. Oh, she probably became his ex-girlfriend when he aimed his car at her and hit the gas. At that very moment, I'm guessing things went south in the relationship. Officials said Francisco Hernandez, 22, was spotted walking down the street after the incident carrying a bouquet of flowers. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, said Lieutenant Andrew Berg of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The incident took place Thursday afternoon at Burger Stop. I can't think of a more romantic place to ask your loved one for her hand in marriage. Sure, a fast food drive-thru. It's entirely appropriate. All right, yes, the incident took place Thursday afternoon at Burger Stop, a restaurant on Slauson Avenue, where Hernandez had proposed to the woman. Hernandez's car had the proposal, "Stacy, will you marry me?" Written on the back window of his car. She said no. He was a little unhappy with that, Berg said. Hernandez allegedly drove onto the sidewalk through some bushes and into the restaurant parking lot, narrowly missing the woman, Berg said. Hernandez then allegedly tried to drive away from the scene with two flat tires. He left the car and ran off, but witnesses pointed out his car to deputies. Deputies were heading to his house in Whittier. Then, quote, our helicopter guy spotted him walking down the street carrying a bouquet of flowers. Deputies provided the unidentified woman with victim assistance information and details on how to file a restraining order. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then promptly get the hell out of here. All right. Oh, since last week was pretty much all Sideshow exclusive programs, I did not announce the winner yet for the Craigslist ad, but I haven't forgot about it. We'll be doing it this week. And hopefully we can get Cheryl Murkowski to read some of those ads. All right, now, Freak, speak to me.
Tim, this is White Man in Alaska. And I'm a dog lover like you. I have two dogs. Yeah. One's a beagle.
Oh.
One's a blue heeler, like a cattle dog.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they have certain traits, these purebreds. Like my beagle will want to run after a moose trail or something, and he's hard to get back. And the heeler, it'll do.
I chase after moose.
Circles around you like it's herding you up, and it'll nip at your heels. And these are just traits that dogs have. They're bred for. And it would be really unlikely that a pit bull is the only dog in the world that doesn't carry these traits into its, you know, pet life or life
yeah,
as a pet.
True.
I mean, and after all, it was bred to kill.
Yeah.
So.
Well, apparently, so is my dog, Walter. Little 10-pound menace. Chases. Oh, he just gets in fights with other dogs. I can't take him to the dog park or anything.
Hey, Tim, it's Pumpkin Fucker. I just passed the Ashtabula exit.
Oh, off a 90? What did he say? I'm queer. What?
Ashtabula exit. You're queer.
Didn't have anything to do with what you were talking about, but okay.
I'm sorry, but Zach from Florida is getting annoying to me, too. And I have never really felt annoyed by anyone, not even Electro Baby. But Zach, if you want to fight, you know, or some shit.
You're going to go right to fighting? Yes, and videotape it. A Sideshow exclusive.
Hey, Tim, it's fine with you here. Yes, I'm speaking quietly. Get over it, bitch. I already called in, but I'm going to recall in because I don't know if you played it on the show, but I was talking about the radio station that, like, noted with the ones from Florida, and they called it a crazy Florida story. Well, I'm pretty sure the November 3rd show, that was the same story they were talking about when they called it the crazy Florida guy. And I just thought I'd point that at you again, because...
you don't know how much this kid is annoying me. with the whispering. Don't call in if you have to whisper.
Hey, Tim, it's Nick from Connecticut here, long-time listener. Just a quick question.
Well, believe me, I do want to mention, I'm not the first person to acknowledge the fact that Florida is a state made up of just crazy people. You know, if you ever go on FARC or something, they have a Florida tag. So,
hey, Tim, it's Nick from Connecticut here, long-time listener.
Yes, Nick, from Connecticut.
Just a quick question for you. Are you going to bring back the click grid?
Oh, Jesus.
Love the show. Talk to you later.
I don't think the guy, you know, the click grid was actually a service that a listener came up with, I guess, and I don't think the click grid even exists anymore.
Well, that's quite right, Tim.
I mean, if you'd like to advertise on, Distorted View, let me know.
Well, that's quite right, Tim. This is a clever name. I'm at the mall at Vice City in North Carolina.
Okay.
And hopefully you can hear me. And I want to call because I can't get that fucking Gone Shopping song out of my head now that I'm...
Fun shopping.
Also the Tonetta. It is even more impressive that he's making those songs, you know, not being gay, just making that shit off the top of his dome.
No. He's not gay yet. He dresses so strangely.
Hey,
half of the songs he's in drag, and the rest of them he's just naked with bikini briefs.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt from Kansas City. Love the show.
Pasties.
Been listening
his nipples
since the sideshow was an option.
Ooh,
loyal sideshow
member.
Just listened to the show and somebody's complaining about Android not being able to download podcasts, not being able to get the sideshow memberships. I've got a program called Dog Catcher. And it's D-O-G-G Catcher. And it works great. It's
okay.
A paid app. I think I paid like $4 for it. But there's a place to go in, put your username, your password. And I haven't had any problem with the video cast
cool. Or
any of the other sideshow content.
All right, so that's a large portion of smartphones. You got your Android covered, you got your iPhone covered. You know, someone last week called in with a BlackBerry program, so you can nab the sideshow content easily right from your phone. So, yeah, that's pretty much all the smartphones can handle it in some way, shape, or form.
Timothy James Benson, sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, man, had a question for you. When is the lovely, lavacious Miss Lady Flex ever going to be on the show?
I don't know.
You've given more time to an Aryan, not bastard douchebag who admittedly gave me a hell of a lot of laughs during his interview. Yet we've only ever heard from Miss Lady Flex once on the show.
And yeah, voicemail.
Settled for Pete and this genius, any of them, really.
Yeah, I got to get working on that. I don't know what to do with them, though. I mean, you know, I could interview them, but I'd rather do something more interesting. You know, I'd like to collaborate with them on a song, you know, and I don't know.
Jagu, Timmy Poo, how you do, what to do? Hey, Tim, get him see this.
Maybe a song all about the Bristol stool chart.
Jagu, Timmy Poo, how you do, what to do?
Hey, Tim, shit dildo, maybe? I don't know.
Three quick things.
Yes.
Number one, thank you for playing the Black Girl Let It Pee video clip because I had a bottle of piss sitting in my back seat from a couple days before when I went up to New York and I got, you know, really drunk and didn't have anywhere to go.
Hey,
second thing.
I did that too. Did I tell you about that when my dad was in the hospital and I was drunk and my mom called me and I had to rush up to the Boo, Ashtabula, and I had to pee and it was a dire situation. And so I just pissed in a bottle.
You know, I probably, as you know, I've been, like, you know, passing out thousands of dollars with, you know, Distorted View stamped on them, and I was wondering if the freaks had any out there had seen any of it. And lastly, Tim, could you play the bit from the Dating on Demand where the guy talked about how he loves anime and what character he associates with? Because I think he'd be pleasantly surprised. Jagu!
Jagu, I'll try to play that at the end of the grum.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt from Kansas City. Love the show. Been listening.
Oh.
Since the sideshow was an option.
Wait.
Loyal sideshow member.
Did I already play this one? Yes, I did.
Timothy James Benson, sideshow member.
Jagu, Timmy Poo, how you do, what to do? Hey, Tim, get him to see Dave here.
Sorry. Wow, I'm really fucking up. I don't know. Finally,
Tim. Timmy Poo.
Yes.
This is a Puerto Rican fan, man, speaking. Calling to tell you I love you.
Aww.
To warn you about an imposter. Posing as me in your voicemail. This Puerto Rican doppelganger, he called. He said it was me. And he said something weird about asking for tips to get the ladies. Tim, I don't need help with the ladies. Because I have teamed up with another Distorted View listener. Senor, say your name!
Bob Pussy Jones. Hell yeah, team.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. I guess. That is all the time we have on this edition. I don't know why I want those voicemails to keep coming. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD, as in Oh God. Spread the distortion. We've been away for a while. We need new listeners, because I know there's some people who just totally forgot about the program. There hasn't been a show in a week, and so people have just left forever. So let's replace those fair-weather freaks with some new ones, and I will be back tomorrow with a big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
A wild and crazy guy, really spontaneous, really strange. I mean, but at the same time, I'm also sort of normal, down to earth. I mean, I live at home with my parents, although that shouldn't be a detraction against people. I really care about things and the people that I know about. I'm very friendly. I'm very outgoing if you get to know me. And I mean, unfortunately, I also find myself a little bit shy, and that's why I'm sort of doing this. But I do think that once you get to know me, I'm sort of a barrel ass to be around. I guess my biggest turn on would be a great conversationalist, someone who I'm able to talk with, I'm intrigued with, has a nice voice, and has great eyes, of course, and I mean even through glasses, and I'm able to like just chat away without any realizing what the time is. Personally, I sort of have a weird nickname for myself, Ataru, who's based off this character in a Japanese animated series called Urusei Yatsura. You'll probably get to know more about anime if you end up meeting me. And he's sort of like this luckless loser, this weirdo who always gets all this bad stuff happened to him, and yet somehow or another has a couple good things too, like having this extremely cute alien girlfriend who, even though she gets really peeved at him every time, he sort of flirts off with someone else. Nope, no tattoos, no earrings, none of that sort of stuff. I'd rather have the pure naturalness as opposed to, say, putting some weird stuff on me, except for my glasses, but then again, I sort of need them to see, and I think they really look cool.